Hey there, Faith Bible Church. This is Seth Weber. And before we jump into the sermon preview, I just wanted to let you guys know that we are no longer going to be producing the podcast with interviews and stories on Monday every week. We'll still be producing it. It just won't be released every week. We just want to make sure that when we release an episode that it's done with as much excellence as possible. So we don't want to force ourselves to release something every week if we haven't had the time to do it, putting as much time into it as we would like to. So we are going to change up the schedule a little bit and just release them as we get them done.
Hello, everybody. This is Nathan Theory, one of your pastors, sitting here in the seat where usually Dan Jarms is sitting, because this week, instead of Dan preaching, we have Ian Rush, also one of our pastors here at Faith Bible Church. So hello, Ian.
Hi, good to be here.
So glad to have you, Ian. And the topic this week of our sermons and our growth guide is the family of God, part two, looking at what it is to be the church. So thinking about the topic of the church, Ian, what are some things people usually think about when they think of what church is kind of in the world or even in religious circles? Like, what do we think of as the church that really isn't what the Bible says the church is?
Yeah, I think probably what's common is that we lower the value of what the church is by thinking that it's just a meeting of people who have similar beliefs or people who want to live a certain way of life, and they just get together and they have things in common and they do those things together, or maybe the church is some kind of club where you get together and it's people that just like doing the same things or talking about the same things, when really in reality it's so much more valuable than that, because the church is a gathering, it's a fellowship of people who've been purchased by the blood of Christ. And he's purchased us for a purpose, for a reason, to fulfill a task that he's given us.
Yeah, and in the growth guide and in your sermon, we're looking at some of the metaphors, some of the pictures the Bible gives us of what the church is. So why don't you unpack for us a little bit, what are some of those metaphors that God uses to help us understand the significance and the value of what the church is?
Yeah, so really in the growth guide, it mentions the church metaphorically as being like a family. We see other places in scripture as well that the church is described as a body. And in the passage that we'll be looking at first off on Sunday in 1 Peter 2, the church is described as a temple. So those metaphors are really helpful for us to get a greater understanding of what the church is and what the church is supposed to do. Because if you think about a body, for example, so that's the one that's in 1 Corinthians 12, with your body, you're trying to achieve certain things, you're trying to do something. Mm-hmm. So your body as a whole has a goal, but if all of the components of your body aren't doing their individual tasks, like your brain isn't functioning right, your heart isn't doing its job, your legs aren't doing their job, then that goal of your body won't be achieved. Mm-hmm. So they give us, the one we'll look at on Sunday is the temple. So it's the temple obviously has a purpose, but if the individual stones of the temple aren't doing their job of holding the temple together and kind of building it up, then the overall goal, the corporate goal of the temple won't be achieved. So really, they're just metaphors that help us to understand that as a church, as a people, we do have a distinct purpose and goal that Christ has given us corporately as a gathering. Mm. But if we as individuals of that gathering aren't doing our jobs within it, then that goal won't be achieved. So it's important for us to realize that and to do that.
Yeah, this is really precious, these truths that Christ has made us his body. And really, one of the things we see in the growth guide is that Christ is the head of the body. Mm. So what the church is really whatever Christ wants us to be. I mean, he's the Lord of the church. It's his body. He's building the church, Matthew 16:18 says. So he's made us into that temple where God dwells, which is an amazing thing that God would dwell with us as his people and make us his family. And then so in the growth guide, we look at the important role of members, the members of the church. Like you said, the stones kind of comprising the church and what each of us's job is. and that job is really important and meaningful. And then we have the role of elders and deacons, who kind of the growth guide emphasizes what especially elders do in terms of helping equip the members for that ministry that they're going to do together. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about the sermon and kind of get into 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10, where you're going to be preaching in terms of what is the specific purpose of the body, and then how does that help us understand what we're supposed to be doing together?
Yeah, so, and I mean, this is all built upon, and really the whole growth guide, helping us to understand how we achieve FBC's purpose, which comes from passages like the one we're going to look at on Sunday. So the purpose of being a loving community, making disciples of Christ. And I think that 1 Peter 2 verses 9 and 10 really speak to that. So I'll read that. It says, "But you're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." So really, in those two verses, we get a glimpse at who we are as a people, as the corporate body of Christ. We are a called out people, and he's given us a specific purpose to operate as a royal priesthood. And then it goes on to explain exactly what that means in the second part of verse 9, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So our task corporately as a church is to proclaim the excellencies of God. The word, it just means the perfections of God. All of who he is perfect. Everything that he is perfect. And we're to proclaim that to people. And the way that we do that is really that part of the last part of verse 9 there. He called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. It's by proclaiming the gospel. The way that we can display the perfections of God most clearly is by proclaiming the gospel to people. And that's how he's displayed it to us. So we'll see that on Sunday from this passage. And then we'll look at a couple of other passages as well, like 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 and 13, that just show how elders and members and the different parts of the body really work together to achieve that goal.
Yeah, and all this kind of shows why membership's so important. Like if I want to win the Premier League, I need to be a member of a certain football team, right?
Yep.
And you got to work together. There's a commitment. There's an important goal.
Yep.
I mean, if you want to be in a band or a symphony, you'd be a member of that, and you would work together towards that goal. And so even more so now, with the goal of proclaiming the excellencies of our God, our Savior, it's important that we have this mutually recognized commitment, which is what membership is, a mutually recognized commitment to Christ and to fulfilling this purpose of ministering to one another, worshiping God, making the gospel known to the world. And that's so important. So it's important that we take it seriously and that elders fulfill their role, deacons fulfill their role, and all the members fulfill their role under Christ's lordship and headship. And so
that's right. Yeah. And you see that with the examples of a sports team or a symphony, like they have a conductor or the team has a manager or a coach. And if the coach is not good, or if the conductor is not good, or if the team or the orchestra are not performing according to what the manager or the conductor is saying, then the whole thing is a mess. So understanding our place as a church, that God has built the church with a structure, and Christ is the head of that structure, and then he has us in different positions within that, and we need to operate according to that is really crucial.
Yeah, I'm excited for us to hear this preached on Sunday. We're excited about the sermon that we'll be hearing from you, and praying that the Lord will speak through you and to all of us and work in our hearts, and that together, as we talk about this in our growth groups, we would really grow in our conviction of what God's called us to be and to do as a church, as his church, as his body. So thanks for being with us, Ian.
Yeah, thank you.